The Squeeze is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Our podcast is brought to you by CommBank, committed to being a better bank. Find out more at combank.com.au/better.
Good morning, I'm Claire Kimball.
And I'm Kate Watson. It's Wednesday the 10th of April. In your Squeeze today, approvals for Adani progress, but there's more hurdles to come. A potential purchase of Crown Resorts stalls. NRL and the NFL. And the top British comedies of all time. This is your Squeeze today. After 9 years yesterday, the federal government approved the groundwater plans for the Adani coal mine. That decision means the company now requires only Queensland government approvals to proceed, Claire. Just quickly, Adani is a large Indian mining company. The Carmichael Thermal Coal Mine will be located in central Queensland, west of Mackay.
Yes, you say only Queensland government approvals, but they're still quite a hurdle for Adani to clear before they're going to be able to start developing that mine. They now take that groundwater report that the Environment Minister Melissa Price has just passed, and we'll look into that. They still have some concerns over those issues, but there's also a colony of black-throated finches that the Queensland government is concerned about, and that's something that they're still investigating. So there's a couple of things that need to be done there.
As in birds.
As in birds, and they're very handsome. I hadn't seen a black-throated finch before, but apparently environmentalists say that the mine site covers the last remaining healthy habitat that they have, so they've got to be plans put into place to protect them.
So this is a hot election issue, particularly in Queensland. The coalition's been clear that it does support the mine. Where is the Labor Party?
Really sitting on the fence, although what Bill Shorten has said and has been saying for some time is that, look, as long as it complies to the law and as long as it all stacks up, Labor won't have a problem with it. But what the coalition has said is that Bill Shorten seems to say one thing when he's in central Queensland and another when he's in urban seats. That's because when you're up in Queensland, because the mine's going to create about 14,500 jobs, it's of course quite popular. But when you get into inner city areas, there's concern about what it means for the environment and for climate change, particularly given it's a coal mine. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see how it plays out in the election. And of course, there'll be protesters popping up here, there and everywhere throughout the campaign.
As we already saw over the weekend with Scott Morrison, we touched on that earlier this week. You also might have heard something about Malcolm Turnbull, Peter Dutton and a lunch kicking around in the news yesterday. The accusation being that Peter Dutton wined and dined Chinese Communist Party aligned billionaire Wang Zhengmao. Malcolm Turnbull says that's not okay and the PM should act.
And really gave it to Scott Morrison and Peter Dutton yesterday, really demonstrated that he still holds a very clear grudge against Peter Dutton, who of course is the man that Turnbull holds responsible for him no longer holding that Prime Minister's job. But yeah, a bit more on that this morning. Dutton and Morrison really are pressing their case to say, look, there's really nothing to it. Because in the end, Wang had his visa cancelled and any consideration of Australian citizenship dashed. So nothing actually came of any meetings. But also others have met with him, including Bill Shorten. So, yeah, a bit more to go on that today to expect.
From one billionaire to another, James Packer's Crown Resorts yesterday confirmed it is in talks about a potential takeover by casino operator Wynn Resorts. But this morning, the Financial Review is reporting those talks have been terminated.
Yeah, The Australian has that report as well. It seems that overnight what's happened is that Wynn Resorts, who are Las Vegas-based, have said that given that deal and preliminary talks of a deal have been disclosed, they've walked away. It's $10 billion that they were talking about, which would value Crown at about $14.85 a share. Its share price is currently a bit over the $11 mark, so they were offering quite a bit more for Crown than what it's currently worth on the Australian Stock Exchange. And yeah, it'll be interesting now that Wynn has the upper hand in the negotiations, whether they come back to the table.
And the story in sport at the moment is the news that 23-year-old Queensland Rugby League player Valentine Holmes is on his way to cracking into the NFL. He's accepted a spot with the New York Jets in their training squad and on their preseason roster.
Yeah, he's only really been at that very heavily for the last 11 or 12 weeks. Apparently, when you have a go at these sort of things, it's a much longer build, but he's demonstrated a real aptitude very quickly for the NFL, and they're excited to be taking him on. He's still got some way to make it into their ongoing roster, but he's well on his way.
Disappointing for Cowboys fans who are hoping that he might sign with them this season, but looks like that is unlikely to happen now. The founder of Twitter has given himself a pay rise. He now earns 140 cents in salary. I don't understand this. Yeah, so he's never taken a salary.
Never taken a salary. Jack Dorsey's position, who's the co-founder and current CEO of Twitter, has taken the position that he'd prefer not to take a salary because he believes in the company's long-term prospects. And in the latest round of disclosures to their market regulator, he's actually put a salary against his name, and that's 140 cents, and that's a nod to the social media platform's character limit. Although that's now doubled since that pay has been granted to him to 280 characters. So analysts are wondering whether his pay will also double next time.
And if you want to have a disagreement with someone today, send them a link to the top 20 best British comedies of all time. Very controversial.
It is. Fawlty Towers takes the first spot, and then Father Ted, and then I'm Alan Partridge, and I don't mind all of those. I think they're all really good shows. But, yeah, when you start thinking about what your favourite British comedies are and work out what's on the list and what's not on the list, already had that conversation with some mates and we're into disagreements. So, yeah, you can take that one a long way today.
Finally, our three-minute quiz today is with Andrea Clark. She's the founder of Career CEO. We've interviewed her in a podcast series we did last year. Her company works mainly with women on effective communication, how to communicate effectively. What we like about her is her practical advice, so check that out via the email or on our website. What's the subject line?
Richard Marx, right here waiting for you. That's, I've turned Adani into and the waiting for government approvals into a Richard Marx love song.
Oh, of course. I mean, what else would you do with it? Of course.
Well, who hasn't when they heard that news this morning?
Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly what I thought. don't forget to sign up to our new email, Squiz the Election. Once an election's called, as I've said, it will arrive in your inbox from 5:30 p.m. Sunday to Thursday up until polling day. It'll get you across all the campaign trail happenings, the policies, the politics. Our link to sign up is included in your episode notes via the Squiz Today email or on our website. Have a great Wednesday and we'll chat to you tomorrow. The Squiz is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Sign up at thesquiz.com.au.